All right, all right, all right. This is Watchman on the Wall. This is Watchman on the Wall. Elder G. Bizarre coming to you from Warren, Ohio. We got Elder Tim down there in Texas coming on Watchman on the Wall. End Time Global Link Ministry. He comes on every Sunday at 5 o'clock preaching the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. There is no other hope than we have but in Jesus Christ. Apostle Paul said, there is no other name given under heaven whereby man can be saved than the name of Jesus Christ. Me and Tim and I are going to go to a Bible seminar. We're going to give you some scriptures and pray for you and tell you the truth, nothing but the truth. So help me, the Lord God Almighty that sits in heaven, who hears and answers prayer, and let you know that he's coming back again. And the gospel is not gossip. You spell gossip, G-O-S-P-E-L, gospel, means good news. And we're not going to gossip. We're going to tell you what the Bible say. And God don't gossip. So I'm going to let you know now, we love you, every one of you out there that's listening to us. Not that we know it all. We don't know nothing. And I know Brother Tim would go along with me and say, we don't know nothing but save Jesus and him crucified.
Amen.
Buried and died and got up on the third day morning with all power in heaven and earth in his hand, and he's coming back. He's coming back. He's coming back to get a church without a spot or a wrinkle. And we're here to let you know that one thing about, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Amen. We're going to let you know that we love you all out there. We love you. And I ain't doing this for money. I ain't doing it for fame. I ain't doing it for glory. I ain't doing it to put my name in neon lights. I'm doing it because Lord called me to do it, called Brother Tim to do it, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to preach the gospel to you. We ain't going to play with you. We're going to love you, and we're going to love you, and we're going to love you, and we're going to love you and let you know there's hope in Jesus Christ and nobody else's name but Jesus Christ. So at this time, Brother Tim going to come on in. Amen, and we're going to get down to the nitty-gritty in about a few minutes. And when he get ready to pray, he's going to pray prayer after he get through talking. And then we're going to get into the book of Revelation. We'll be hitting some other books like Ezekiel, Jeremiah, all in there, because every book in the Bible, just about every book from Genesis to Revelation, and all the Old Testament and the New Testament books point right straight to Revelation. It ends up at Revelation because Revelation is the concludes the church age. It concludes the seven-year tribulation, and it invites you to let you know that Christ is coming back at the end of the tribulation. At this time,
amen.
Brother Tim, take it away. Amen.
Amen, brother. How you doing this evening, brother?
I'm doing good, brother. I'm hot and ready to be bothered. I'm ready to tell the devil, you know where you're going.
That's right. Amen. Amen, brother. Amen. Good word. Amen. And I'm so grateful for this opportunity. I'm grateful for those that are out there listening. We are praying that we touch as many souls as possible. The word says that heaven rejoices at one sinner. One sinner repent. Amen. So I always say if I got one or two people listening to me, that's good. Amen. So if I have more net listening to it, that's just even better. But amen. But like you say, brother, we're not doing it for no shape, form, or fashion, but we are doing this for the glorification of the Heavenly Father. Amen. We don't pretend like we are more than what we are. We are just trying to do the best that we can to give you the word and our spiritual wisdom and knowledge of what the Holy Spirit has given us. And then, and all the hours and time that we put into studying the word is dedicated to deliver the lost and the unbelievers, and to elevate the believers, amen, to more spiritual wisdom and knowledge, amen. So we are so grateful
amen.
For this opportunity, and we want to be praying for the world, amen. Brother, I'm just going to touch base on some things today about what's going on in the world.
That's
amen.
Right.
Me
Go
and my
ahead.
Wife were just talking about, our family just talking about how it's a lot of people out there, a lot of family members, all this killing that's going on in the world, how the killing is just seem to just be, I don't know if it's just me, but it just seems like it's just running rampant. And so we definitely
rampant,
want to pray
bro.
For the world. Amen. And we want to, I'm going to touch base on that a little bit, on what Christ said over in Matthew's about how the world, how leading up to the Great Tribulation. It was, so that's why we better get prepared, amen, because somebody was asking and saying, how do we escape all this, amen? The only way to escape, brother, amen, and the only way to escape, like you said, amen, is through the blood, amen. We have to receive salvation.
Yes,
that's the only way that we are going to escape what's about to come, amen, to this planet, up on this planet. People think it's a joke. Amen. This is not a joke, as I was saying last night, yesterday evening. This is not a joke. This is something
it's
very serious. Amen. Your soul is very, very important. It's the only thing that you got when you leave this world is your soul.
Amen.
So why not have your soul right? Amen. We're seeing so many young people leaving this world. No, the souls are being sacrificed by the devil, and he's just killing his men. He's running rampant because, as the brother said, the devil knows that he only has a short time. His time is almost up, and he knows that. And he is mad, and he's turned through the land. Amen. We're praying for your youth. We're praying for your loved ones. Amen. That you know, that they get delivered, that they come to Christ. And that's what we want to see. So I'm going to touch on, amen, salvation a little bit. We're going to say a prayer. We're going to jump right on into
yes,
it.
Sir.
We're going to turn it back over to the brother. Amen. So as we said before, how do you become saved? How do you receive salvation? The most important thing to anyone is how must you be saved? Romans, the 10th chapter, verses 9 and 10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord, Yahshua, amen, Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, amen, you got to love it. The scripture said thou shalt be saved. Amen, that's what
yes,
it says, just that simple. But see, Satan has crept in, amen, to the churches. He snuck in through the back door.
Yes, sir.
He has a lot of many false prophets, amen, has entered into the world to deceive men. And to deceive many. So we want you to receive salvation, because salvation is free, and salvation is for all eternity, and it can be yours today if you just accept him. Amen. That's all you have to do is just believe.
That's right.
And you still receive, and that's it. We don't want you to be lost. We love you, as the brother said. We love you. We love you. We love you. Amen. We didn't love you, amen, we wouldn't be here wasting our time, amen.
We wouldn't be here.
But it's not wasting our time, amen. We know that we're not wasting our time, but we definitely would not be here, amen. But the scripture says that this know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. We are definitely in perilous times, amen. Amen. For men shall be lovers. Amen. Lovers of their own selves. People are so much in love with themselves. You know, men are in the mirrors. Amen. Like my dad used to say, men are in the mirrors as much as women are. Amen.
Yes,
people love themselves. That's right. Amen. They want to look prettier than the women. Amen. Everybody want to dress nice. Everybody want to buy expensive things, expensive purses.
Yeah.
Expensive shoe. We become a name brand nation.
Yes,
amen.
Sir.
The Bible says covetous. Amen. Amen. Boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents. Amen. I'm seeing that, and that's why I want to talk just a little bit. And I'm gonna get ready to say a prayer, but I'm gonna turn it over to you. Amen.
Go
this
ahead,
is
brother.
Unthankful. And unholy. Amen. So before we get into those scriptures, we're going to say a word of prayer. I'm going to turn it back over to the brother. And amen. I'm going to let him do his thing. Amen. Then I'll kind of come back and we'll talk about something or how the way he wants me to do it. Amen. We'll move forward. Amen. Dear most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you. Heavenly Father, for another blessed day. We thank you for most of all your grace and your mercy, dear Heavenly Father. For we thank you for another blessed day that you said that we should be here, dear Heavenly Father. You blessed us to wake up and see another day and to be amongst our family, our friends, and our loved ones. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. We are so grateful for your grace and your mercy, dear Heavenly Father. Most of all, we thank you for your love, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for your kindness. We thank you for your Son, dear Heavenly Father, Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed
yes,
One, that you have blessed them, dear Heavenly Father, to carry out your will, that we may be redeemed back to you, dear Heavenly Father, that we may get to spend all eternity. Amen. Praise his holy name.
Praise.
We get to spend all eternity with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We thank you for the
Holy
Lamb, dear Heavenly Father, that was slain. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, the keeper, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for
thank
the Holy
you.
Spirit, dear Heavenly Father, for the protection. We thank you for the guidance, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for the spiritual wisdom and knowledge. And we come praying, asking for more spiritual wisdom and knowledge, dear Heavenly Father, that we may be rich in your word, dear Heavenly Father, that we may share with the world, that we may share with those that are lost before it is too late, dear Heavenly Father. Dear Heavenly Father, we just come praying that the flesh mindset be removed and that your Holy Spirit come in, dear Heavenly Father, and teach your people and be with us, dear Heavenly Father. We bless and praise your holy name forevermore. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank God. Thank
yes,
God
sir.
For Jesus Christ.
Yes,
the
sir.
Savior of my soul. I thank
That's
God
right.
for so much happening. I don't know what to do with myself. I just want to tell everybody, man, you ought to try this man. Ooh, you
That's
ought to
right.
try the God. Amen. Anybody trusting this man, but trusting this God man that I know. That means God is in the flesh. Amen. God became man. He died
right.
as a man, suffered as a man, got up out the grave with all power in heaven and earth. Amen. In his hand, and he's coming back to get a wonderful, beautiful, extravagant, unique, church, his body that he purchased with his own blood. Woo! You talking about power. Power to
right.
live according to the way God wants you to live. And that is love people. Amen. Help people. Praise the Lord. Give him the glory. Let the world know he is alive. He once was dead, but is alive forevermore. Before we get into anything, I want to go over a few subjects that we may be hitting. Amen. We'll be hitting
mm-hmm.
a little bit. The rapture of the church. Rapture of the church is soon to occur. No man know what hour, what day, but he said that however that you think not I'll come as a thief in the night. The church is
That's
the
right.
body of Christ, which consisted of baptized, born again believer, blood washed one, washed in the blood. If you haven't been washed in the blood through the Holy Spirit, you don't belong to no church. You're not in the church. You got to be born in the church. You can join the church. That's which is good.
Right.
To have a church home where you can have fellowship. That's good. That's beautiful. And the Bible tells us, fail not to assemble ourselves together for a matter of some is where we know that the day is approaching. But just going to church can't save you. It can't sanctify you. It can't
Amen.
Give you love. It's the blood of Jesus Christ in your life. I ain't talking about on the top of my head. I'm not talking about on the bottom of my feet. I'm not talking about just in my hand. I'm talking about in my heart, in the epitome of my spirit, man. Jesus Christ
Amen.
Lives. And he lives. He's real. He's real because I know he's real because the Bible says you know. You absolutely know you pass from death to life because you love the brother. And
Amen.
When Christ comes, he's coming out for a love church. Because if you have
That's
not
right.
the love of God in your heart, you don't know nothing about the new birth. Amen. So we hit the church a little bit. Amen. We'll stop by the church, and then we'll go and talk about this Antichrist a little bit, maybe hit him a little bit because he's alive today. He's waiting in the wing. He's in Western Europe. A lot of people are scared to go and talk about Western Europe because out of Western Europe, the Antichrist is going to arrive according to the book of Daniel. I got proof
Amen.
From the Word of God, and you get proof from the Word of God. I can't say nothing. You can't say nothing. The only two things you can do, accept it or you can reject it and try to play it off. But it's real. He's alive today. And then we have the 144,000 Jews that God is preparing to preach during the time of the removal of the church because Israel and the church will not be here at the same time.
Amen.
Because the church The church is preaching the gospel of grace. That's what the church is preaching. But the Israelites, 144,000, is going to preach the gospel of what? The gospel of the kingdom. They're going to preach that Jesus Christ
Amen.
Is the Savior of the world and that he's coming back. Ooh, my God, he's coming back, amen, to set up his millennial kingdom, because in the book of Acts, you will find out that they were disciples asking, Lord, when you going to restore the kingdom? Jesus said, wait a minute. That's not for you to know. That's in my Father's hand. But what was the Jews asking? He was asking, when are you going to set up the millennial kingdom for us to rule
Amen.
And reign in? Jesus said, no, don't you worry about that right now. What you worry about that, I want you to become fishers of men. I want you to be the beginning of the church. I want to fill you with the Holy Ghost so you can go out there and tell
That's
them
right.
people, tell that woman, tell that drunkard, tell that homosexual, tell that lying spirit that person has, tell that prostitute, tell them there's hope in Jesus Christ. That's what the church was
That's
supposed
right.
to do. The church was supposed to tell the world. The world wasn't supposed to tell the church nothing. And the world today is trying to tell the church when to worship, how to pray, when to pray, what to read, what not to read. And that's not the church. That's not the world. That's not the world's job. Our job is
Amen.
To tell the world, y'all are sinners. And you can tell
that's
them,
right.
I used to be a sinner, but I ain't no sinner no more. I don't sin against God no more. And they say, oh, yes, you have done something wrong. Yes, I probably have done something wrong. That's the flesh. The flesh is always wrong. You won't do, and when you do wrongs in the flesh, the Bible says if you sin, ask God to forgive you of your sin. He'll wash you from your sin that you can be
right.
keep the fellowship. The relationship don't change because I'm a child of God forever. Uh-oh, what did I say wrong?
Right.
I ain't saying nothing wrong. I'm a child of God forever. In other words, my salvation
Amen.
Is secure. My salvation is wrapped up in the blood of Jesus Christ. My
Amen.
Salvation is wrapped up in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. My salvation is wrapped up because he said, I'm going away and I'm coming back to get a church. So what we got? We got the 144,000. We got the two witnesses that's going to come in the second part of the tribulation. And they're going to preach after 144,000 years, too. They're going to preach the last 3.5 years, which will be hell on earth. It will be hell on earth. And that means it's going to be so bad, you ain't going to be able to exist in the city. The city
Ooh.
Is going to be a hell for demons, devils, and all kind of worship and
wow.
witchcraft and sacrifices of baby. The cities are going to be full of the demonic spirit. And now we can see part of it now. You can't go
That's
to
right.
the grocery store. They can get shot. That's pitiful.
That's right.
You can't even go to church. And then somebody getting in a fight somewhere in the congregation. Somebody's mad at somebody. Somebody's disturbed by somebody. Somebody's jealous about somebody. Somebody have a form of godliness. They ain't got no power. And you say, well, where can I go? Ain't no way you can go but to the Lord. That's my
That's
hope.
Right.
That's my joy. That's my beauty. That's my joy. And then we got this. And I'm going to hurry on. We got Russia and Israel are preparing for a battle. And this battle is going to be started with Iran. Iran right now is planning to try to wipe the Jewish nation off of the face of the earth with nuclear, thermonuclear bombs and rockets. They're planning right now to attack Israel so they can try to annihilate them because the devil don't want Israel up on the face of the earth. And there's no way that God's going to let Israel be destroyed because those are his chosen people, and that chosen
Amen.
People are going to do a job when he comes back again. So all your theologians out there, all you doctors of degree and CDs and PhDs, let me tell you, better read your Bible a little more. You better go to another Bible school somewhere, amen, so you can be taught the right
Amen.
Spirit and right teaching that the Word of God teaches. So you got Israel,
Amen.
You got Russia. It's going to make an attack upon Israel, and she's going to be defeated by God Almighty. All right? And then we got the mark of the beast, which is the computer chip, which is the computer that right now is the devil's brainchild. That's how the devil is going to try to be like God, because the computer can monitor just about every human being up on the planet right now. The computer.
That's right.
And that's why you got so much intrusion on your line, and that's why I don't bother. I don't bother computers too much because I don't want to put all my business on the line. I mean, if you got it on the line, it'd be through a grocery store or something like that. But I'm not going to put my stuff on the line because people get in and get your Social Security check. They can steal your identity. They can do whatever they want to do. And the world said, oh, we just love it. We just love the way you can get some business done so quick. Yeah, it might be done quick. And sometimes it's done too quick because, number one, the devil can sneak in and take everything you got. And people have been witnessing. My whole bank account has been stolen by a computer hacker. So the computer is an instrument of the devil, but it can be an instrument of a blessing when you preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, because that's the only thing that can save humanity is the gospel of Jesus Christ. So we got the computer chip, which is already in the making. They got this coronavirus out that's demanding that you wear a mask and that you demand that you get a shot in some cases, demand that you get this vaccination so you won't get it. Well, whether I get it or not, I know I ain't worried about it because the Lord is my protector, my hope,
that's
and he's my joy. I go anywhere I want to go. And the Lord said, if you're going to preach the gospel, don't you worry about getting sick. Because
I will
protect you. If you can get a soul saved, it's more important than you worry about you getting the coronavirus. Oh, my God. See, the devil
put a lot of
fear. Said, I can't sit close to you right now. I got to sit 6 inches. Well, you wouldn't even sit 6 inches before the coronavirus. So what's the difference? Amen. Because let me tell you, if you got the love of God in your heart, you love everybody. Come on, y'all. Where y'all been? Come on out the rock. Come on out from underneath the rock. Church folk, come on out to use the rock. Come on, you tell them that you love God so much and you just in love with God and you hate your brother. You a liar. The truth ain't even in you. We got the two witnesses and we got the return of Jesus Christ at Armageddon and we got the millennium reign of Jesus Christ. That covers, there's a lot of things that I didn't go in, like the seven trumpets, the seven seals, the seven bowls, and the seven claps of thunder that's going to happen during the time of Revelation. And the revelation was written to the church. Revelation was written to the church, and the church was supposed to give it to the world. And by giving it to the world, men, women, boys, and girls can understand what the mission of the church is. And guess what? The church has failed. The preachers have failed. And I don't want to be in that failure. I want to preach from Genesis to Revelation just like it is. And just like it is, I'm going to tell it. You might not like it, and I know the devil don't like it. He don't like the Bible at all, and he tried to use it as a cover-up. He tried to use it that the white man wrote it, the black man. Ain't nobody wrote the Bible, but the Jewish people, as God moved up on the prophets of God, moved up on them with the Holy Ghost, and they wrote it with the pen of the Holy Spirit, and God penned everything in there that he wanted to be, and ain't no use you trying to change it, take it out, conjure it, because God's word will last forever. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word abideth forever. That's the sword on my wall right now, because beyond that ain't nothing but joy, peace, love, peace forevermore. So at this time, brother, I'm going to turn it right back over to you. Amen. And you can bring up some subjects, but actually we're going to try to end up in the book of Revelation. We're going to end up in the book at the 12th chapter. The next time you come back, I'll start Revelation 12th chapter and explain what Revelation the 12th chapter, me and you explain what that is talking about. Okay, brother, take it away.
Amen, brother. Amen. I just want to briefly talk about, amen, things that I've been seeing in the news and the things I've been hearing. Amen. It's been really disturbing. Amen. We have to definitely be praying, amen, that the word go forward as much as we can, as much as we possibly can bring the word and reach more people, amen.
That's
so
right.
We are asking,
amen,
and praying that prayer go forth, amen, for the youth, amen, because I'm hearing so much now, amen, as I was reading the scripture from 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, verse 2, where it says, disobedient to parents, and we'll begin to see that number is getting worse and worse, amen. I know when I was young, amen, my dad used to talk about us being disobedient in our generation, amen. And it seemed like it just continues to get even more and more worse as time goes on. Wickedness just continues to get even worse, amen. We hate to acknowledge that, but like the brother said, we must tell the truth and tell it like it is, amen. Now, it was getting so bad now. You see that the disobedience is actually turning into physical action against the parents. Amen. We're seeing children fighting their parents, beating up their parents. Now they're actually killing their parents. Amen.
Killing
this is like, I think this week, amen, I think this year, I think this is like the fourth story I've heard, fourth or fifth story I've heard when a child has tried to kill their parents. Amen. I saw an article earlier that said this young man got into a shootout with his dad. Amen. Just a few weeks ago, amen, youngster killed both his parents. Amen. Something to that effect. And so, amen. And so we got to definitely be praying, amen, that this word reaches many people as we possibly can, because me and my wife went out to eat early this week, and we met a young man that said he had gave his life to Christ. And do you know how much joy that brought to our heart? He would say he was so happy that he could shout it out on the mountaintop. And that's a blessing to hear that, especially at this day and time, that people are receiving salvation. Why? Because we know that the time is not long. Amen. We are not claiming that we know the day nor the hour, but we can tell by the season, by the things that are going on, amen, according to the scriptures, that we are in that season. Amen. As I was reading 2 Timothy, the third chapter, verses 1, 2, 3, and I'm going to read a little bit more. Amen. I just want to read verse 3 real quick. It says, without natural affection, amen. People don't have natural affection anymore. Amen. We see that in the church. Amen. And this pandemic, this virus is pushing people even further away. They want you to maintain distance. You can't touch nobody no more. Can't hug nobody no more. Can't shake hands no more. It says without natural affection. And this is just pushing man from the natural affection, amen, away. Amen. The reason that I say that, amen, because the scientists did a study many years ago. I remember they showed us this video when we were young in school. They did a study that what they would do, they'd take two separate babies, and one of the study was that they would have a nurse to cuddle one child and basically ignore the other child, just give it the essentials, just give it milk, amen, just change his diapers, amen. And they found out that the baby that received no love, no affection, actually ended up dying, and the other child lived. And I thought that was the most craziest thing. And what we're saying is that as human beings, we need natural affection. We need attention from one another. We have to show love, amen. And this is so very, very important to mankind. You everybody needs somebody, amen. Don't fool yourself. Laura Antoinette, you don't need nobody. No, everybody needs somebody. They always said that being alone is not good, amen. It's not good to be by yourself, to be alone, amen. And that's fact. That's why the Most High made Eve for Adam, amen. He said, for it's not good for man to be alone, amen.
That's the truth.
So it is good
to
have. Amen. Amen. It is good to have what? Natural affection. Amen. We can't live without it. I can't live without it. Amen. I know the good doctor. Amen. Amen. I know the good doctor can't live without. Doctor, can you live without natural affection?
No.
Amen. Hey, brother, I know I can't. Amen. Amen. Once we get used to, once we get used to mingling and dealing with people, amen, and socialization is good. We see that now these computers and these devices, amen, these computer games, everybody's all about me, amen. They won't spend time with just themselves. Stay in the room, stay over here, stay over there. Everybody's separate. Everybody's on their phone. Everybody's on their devices. Amen. The scripture says without natural affection, amen. And if you also remember the book of Daniel, what did Daniel say? Amen. Let me go there and read what Daniel said. In Daniel, the 12th chapter, Daniel gave us a word when he said, Daniel, the 12th chapter, he says in verse 4, it says, but thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end, many shall run to and fro. Amen. That word, that phrase is translated to mean to travel. Amen. They say that scientists and experts say that man has expedited his knowledge. Amen. And it says, and knowledge shall be increased. Within the last 200 to 300 years, we know that man's knowledge has increased incredibly. Over thousands of years, man has used what? Horse as a mean of transportation, or animal as a mean of transportation, like camel, horses, elephants, to ride long distance. Amen. Because why? Man was not able to do it. But we see now we have what? Man has, we've created bicycles. Man has created cars. We've created planes. Amen. And that's not the only means of travel. Messages travel. I can text and send a message, amen, to the brother doctor, amen, Brazard, and he can get it in a few seconds, amen. I can talk to him, amen, without even calling him, or we can call him. I remember when I was a boy, my dad, amen, when he used to call my grandmother long distance, amen. You know, you can only be on the phone for a certain amount of time for that long distance phone bill would run up. But amen. But now look at technology, amen, bro. I know you know, amen. But now technology allows us to talk to people long distance for many hours. I could talk to my brother; he lives in us, so we could talk for hours, and it doesn't cost me anything extra. Because why? Knowledge has increased, amen. And man is running to and fro. We got trains and planes and cars and buses and ships, amen. We got now. They say that we got stuff that the government don't even want you to know. They got underground trains that run so fast.
Oh, man.
I mean, amen. That people don't even know about. That we don't even, the scientists and the people of this earth that run this earth, the military got they have technology that we can't even imagine, amen. They said that now I've been hearing lately that they can clone animals, and not only clone animals, that they can actually clone human beings. Ain't this something?
Sir.
They can actually make another you look exactly just like you. Amen. Like a twin or something. I said, Lord have mercy. Boy,
exactly,
if folks don't wake up. Amen, doctor. If we don't wake up in the church, amen, and stop folks from preaching wealth ministries, and start teaching people the truth, what's really going on around here, and stop being afraid to teach the truth in the church. The people need to hear what's really going on, not telling jokes in church, not talking about how much money we need to raise for the church and the person, and how much money, and if you put $1,000 in the plate, you'll be blessed. Brother, I'm already blessed, amen, because what you try to talk about, you can't give me nothing more than what my God has already given me, amen. That's eternal life. Amen. So this is what Daniel was saying. He said that. He said, many shall run to and fro. That's everybody almost in this world. Everybody got a cell phone. Even in third world countries, they on their cell phone. They got devices. They can call and message you. Man can send and wire money to another country, thousands of dollars to people in another country.
Yeah.
And in some cases, if they don't get it the same day, they can get it in the same week. Amen. We are definitely living in a time where knowledge is increased. That's like the last day. Amen. The end times, brother. Amen. Amen. We know that. I remember we used to write a letter to our grandmother. It would take weeks to get it. And we wrote a letter to somebody who lived across the state lines. They may get it in 3 to 4 weeks, almost at the end of the month. But now you can text. You can sit on your TV and talk to somebody in another country and actually look at them on your TV screen and talk to them in high definition. Amen. So this is what the word is saying.
Amen.
Back over to 2 Timothy, the third chapter. It says, truth breakers. Amen. Truth breakers. Amen.
Liars.
You see folks out here just running rampant out here, brother. We saw them storm the Capitol. Amen. At the beginning of the year, I think it was the first week of the year, and there's been a lot of people, amen, that said that they have not ever seen nothing like that in all their years in this country, that they've ever seen such disrespect, amen, that people are just they don't care. People just out here just running rapid and cutting up.
Yeah, yeah.
They're breaking the law. People have no fear. Like my dad said, they don't have no fear of the law anymore. And you would think that as much thing is going on, amen, that people would not break truce. Amen. You see truce between nations being broken. People are lying and saying, we're going to make a treaty or a truce, and we're going to hold this to this truce. Amen. But people are not. People are breaking these truces. They're breaking these treaties. They're breaking these agreements. Amen. We see false accusers, incontinent, fierce despisers of those that are good. Amen. We know that's definitely big. Despisers of those that are good. You got people in the church that despise us for preaching the rightfully divided word. Don't nobody want to hear this type of message, amen. They don't want to hear the fine brimstone. They don't want to hear. They don't want to hear people. They don't want you to tell people that he died for your sin. And he loved you, and you shouldn't. A man shouldn't be sleeping with a man, and a woman should be sleeping with a woman. There's so many of them in the so-called church now. The pastors are scared to speak out against them, amen, because he's afraid speak out, amen, that big offering plate is going to dwindle down. Amen. It's going to start, the money's going to start trickling down because you got so many people in the church that's undercover loving each other. Amen. Doing things they ain't got no business doing. Yeah, amen. Yeah. You get to step it on folks' feet, brother. Amen.
Yeah,
they don't want to hear this type of message. Amen.
No.
But this is what the scripture's saying. This is what the Bible's talking about. And we know that we are what? In the last times, amen. In the end times, amen. In the last days, we know that we are there in the last days. Why? Because of the things that are going, and we also see that spirit of what? Antichrist, amen. We know
Antichrist.
That we're seeing that spirit. The spirit of Antichrist is already here. And I'm going to read one more verse, then I'm going to get back over to the prayer. I don't want to go too far. Amen.
That's all right.
We're
going to
read,
read
one more. Amen. Amen. I'm going to read this one little bit, last verse, but I'm going to get right back.
Take your time, brother.
This is what it says. It says, amen, I'm just going to read one. I'm going to come back and touch on this some more because I love this right here. It says, this is 1 John, the second chapter. Amen. Watch this, what it says in verse 15. I'm going to start at verse 15 and 16 and 17. Then I'm going to come back and then I'm going to continue with 18 on down. Amen. But I got to read. This is so important. The scripture says in 1 John, the second chapter, verse 15, says, love not the world.
That's right.
Amen. Let me say that again, brother. It says, love not
the
world. The
world.
Amen. Neither the things that are in the world.
In the world.
It says, if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
You hear what I'm
saying? Amen. That's
the
right.
The word of God.
Amen. I remember when I used to love the world, brother. I used to love to go out and do things. Amen. Rip and run the streets, chasing, doing things, spending at all time of night, staying all up in the a.m. Hey, that's when you love the world. But the Bible says, love not the world, neither things in the world. Amen. These days, brother, amen, I spend time coming home, spend time with the wife, spend time with the kids. Amen. And coming in, going to bed early. Amen. Because why? We don't want to be out there in the world. But watch what it
says.
It says, amen, verse 16 says, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away. Amen. I'm going to say it again. It says, and the world passeth
away.
And the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Amen, brother. I think we talking about eternal life right now. Amen, bro. So I'm going to get ready to turn it back over to you. But, amen, I want to say love not the world. Amen. Give up the world because, amen, salvation is free. Amen. You know, I look back, amen, my life, and I am so grateful for my salvation. I'm so grateful that he loved me. that he reached out to a sinful person like me. And, man, let me tell you right now, I know I was sinful.
Right,
amen. I know I was dirty enough to no good. Amen. But he saved my soul. He delivered me. Amen. That don't mean he made me perfect. No, I'm not perfect, nor am I better than anybody else. Amen. But I've been delivered. Amen. I pray for your deliverance because I love you and I want you to receive salvation.
Amen.
And I want you to live for all eternity. Amen, brother.
Woo!
Amen.
That's the word of God. That's what God wants us to be like. Amen. And since you're talking about the youth, I got a scripture here in the book of Isaiah, 3rd chapter, the 5th verse. I want to read that, and then I want to read the 11th chapter of Ecclesiastes for the young people that's out there. Amen. Those jitterbugs and those classified with the gold chain around their neck. And the high priced tennis shoes, and they want to be like the world. They want to see what the world guy is doing. Well, they're making all that money. Amen. They say, well, I want some of that money, so they have to go and try to be like them, dress like them. But it's a bad role model. That's a bad role model. The Bible tells us to get a role model like Jesus Christ. Amen. Have a role model. I don't want to be like Jesus Christ. He was too meek. He was too. He talked about love all the time. He's the one that died for me. I don't want to be like Jesus Christ. But let me tell you something. If you miss heaven, you miss heaven, you wish you could have been saved 9/11 times, because hell is too hot for any young person to go to. And you're accountable for your sin. And when you're accountable for your sin, let me tell you, Jesus Christ said, come on, you that are heavenly, and take my yoke up with me and learn me. Meek and lowly, and I will give rest to your soul. And the reason why you see so many young people leaving this world, they want to live wild. They want to live crazy. They want to live like the other guy. But Jesus
Christ said,
I am the way, the truth, and the light. And Isaiah said that back then, Isaiah's time, back in the ancient time, back in the Old Testament, Isaiah called out the 3rd chapter, the 5th verse. He said, and the people shall be oppressed, every one by another, and every one by his neighbor, the child. And the child represents teenage age. That's not a little child like a little old 5-year-old, 6-year-old. A child to God, amen. You just like a little baby. And since you're just like a little baby, you're a child. They shall behave themselves proudly against the ancient, meaning that they will disrespect the ancient people. The old people and the youth today disrespect old people. They have
no respect
for old people. But they don't realize if they live long enough, you may get old.
That's right.
And it's bad to get old, then die and go to hell. That's bad. That's bad news. The news ain't couldn't cover that. I can't explain it to you. For you to live all crazy and think you know it all, you know, when you're at your youth, you think you just know it all. You think the old man don't know nothing. But the old man got more wisdom in his little finger than you got in your whole brain, because the young people today want to have parties. They want to get an education. They want to roam the streets. They want fine cars. They want to dress fine clothes. They want to hang out with the women and do whatever they do with the women and think one day they're not going to get old or that they're not going to get feeble or not going to get sick. But let me tell you, it's time for the young people to wise up. Amen. Don't try to be nobody but like Jesus Christ. If you don't try to be like Jesus Christ and you leave this world without knowing the blood of Jesus Christ, that he suffered and died on Calvary's cross for you, because I know he died for me. Thank you, Jesus, because when I was in high school, I wasn't a wild guy. I had to acquire salvation at 9 years old, so I knew what I was doing wrong, but I did some things that wasn't right, and I paid for it. But yet still, when you get out of hand of thinking you know it all, and think you can get the money, think you can get the fine cars and ride up and down the street and go to parties and get drunk and take drugs and dope, and then after a while, when you get 30 or 40 years old, you got all kind of ailments. But let me tell you something. If you live all wild, you're going to die wild. Don't die wild. Die with the love of Jesus Christ. Don't let nobody tell you, amen, that there's not a hell. Don't let nobody tell you that there's not a hell, because if I could see you face to face, I would tell you there is a hell. And young folks can go to hell. Old folks can go to hell. Anybody can go to hell because without Christ, that's where you're going. The only thing that is secure of going to heaven are those that's not accountable for their own sin, and that's a baby. That's infant. That's the age of unaccountability. And the only sin that that baby is guilty of is the Adamic nature of Adam, and that's not that baby's fault that they were born in sin and shaped in iniquity. And so the blood of Jesus Christ covers that baby, covers that infant until they get to the age of accountability. And when you get to the age of accountability, which the Jewish tradition is between the ages of 12 and 13 years old, because that's when you get the big head, that's when you get sassy, that's when you get smart with your parents, and you think your parents don't know nothing, and you think you can run them. And let me tell you, my mama used to tell me, good God Almighty, woo, when I would be doing something wrong, she wouldn't whoop me every time, but she would tell me and quote the scriptures out of the Bible. She said, now, George, yeah, I'm going to tell you once. I'm going to tell you twice. You won't obey me. God is going to cut off your days that you won't live long. That scared me worse than a whooping, brother. And I tighten up my spinal cord. I tighten up my knees and start walking right, talking right, looking right, and acting right. And I never will forget that. She trained me through the word of God. And now I know what she was talking about. Woo! And that's where we need good parenting today. We got a slack of parenting today because folks want to have babies, then they have babies, then they don't want them, then they get tired of watching them. But let me tell you, to be a mother is a special calling. It's a special calling. It's just not somebody just having a baby saying, oh, this is my child, but you got to raise that child. And the most difficult thing is, after the baby's born, you got to raise that child. And if you don't raise it right, son, you can raise it right, but it won't go astray. But let me tell you, if you don't raise it right, you're going to end up in the street. You're going to end up in jail. You're going to end up in there. Because I told my son, y'all go to jail, it's going to be on you. I'm not going to get you out.
Amen.
I'm going to get you something. Why? Because it's not my responsibility that you did that. You did that because you thought you could get away with it. And I'm telling you, I had my son do some computer hacking. And I don't mind him. I don't think he mind me telling. He did some computer hacking. Almost got sent to penitentiary for 30 years.
Ooh.
And he came to me, looked at me and said, I'm sorry. I said, well, sorry ain't good enough. I said, now you're going to take the opportunity to know what it is when you do wrong. I said, you ain't never seen me go in no computer and hack folks' money. I said, you got to work. And I set an example for my sons and my daughters. You got to work
if
you want anything. You can't go down there shooting people and stealing and conning. Until this day, all of them is working. And they ain't doing nothing else. They ain't working because, the right way. Because if a man don't work, he don't eat. And a lot of young folks ain't eating because they don't work. They want welfare hands out. I'm not looking for no welfare handout. I'm looking for God to give me wisdom enough to go out there and get a job. And I don't care no white chips on my shoulder. I don't care no prejudice on my shoulder. Hey, amen. If I'm qualified for the job, God will see to it that I get the job. That's how I work. I ask the Lord to lead me and guide me. And then you got Ecclesiastes. Hey, amen. It says, remember now your creator in the days of our youth. Good God Almighty. If you don't believe me, ask the Hebrew boys. 17 years old. If you don't believe me, ask Isaiah, ask Jeremiah, 17 years old. When the Lord, ask Samuel, he was 12 years old. When the Lord called him to be a child of God and stand up for him. So a 15-year-old boy standing amongst 1,000 people in Babylon. And old Nebuchadnezzar told him, said, all right now, y'all bow down. Come on now. Bow down to that music. Bow down to that dance. Bow down to that wine. Bow down to that woman. Bow down. And the Hebrew boys refused to bow down until the king got angry. He said, now, look, I'm going to do it one more time. I want you to play the music. I want you to make it sound good because music is taking a lot of people to hell. Music can control you. If it's the wrong music, it can control you just as much as a gospel music can control you. When you hear a gospel sound that's sung the morning of God's spirit, it turns me on. Woo! Good God Almighty. Because I know that person that's singing the song had to go through some kind of experience to know how to sing that song. And if you ain't singing through the anointing, it ain't a song. Good God Almighty. And then you got These young folks don't believe they're going to get old. But if you read the rest of Solomon, he said that as you grow older, you lose everything you had. You lose your eyesight. You lose your walking. You lose your muscles. You lose your thinking. Oh, my God. And right. When you start losing that, some people wait till they get 40 or 50 years old to get saved. And they wouldn't get saved if it wasn't for the grace of God giving them the opportunity. But let me tell you, wait till you get old. Don't wait till you get in your 20s and 30s. Get Jesus Christ while you're 15 and 16 and 17 and even younger than that. Because Jesus says, suffer the little children to come unto me. Come on, little child. You can accept me right now. The only thing you've got to do is believe that I am the Son of God and that Jesus Christ is God Almighty and confess with your mouth and believe with your heart. He said, thou shalt be saved. That's how my mom and dad taught me. And at the age of 9 years old, I received Christ. And guess what? God has never left me, neither has forsaken. He hasn't taken his salvation back. Hallelujah! Because salvation is eternal. And since it's eternal, that means I don't have to worry about being lost no more. Because I didn't come from no lost and found department. I didn't come from no lost and found department. Saved today, lost tomorrow. Saved today. The Bible says, sealed with the Holy Spirit until the day of redemption. So I'm saved until Jesus Christ comes back and receive my body, and I'm going on to glory. So what we got now? We got the young people need help. They need to be counseled. They need to be talked to on a one-to-one basis. They need to recognize that you ain't going to be young all your life. You're going to get old one day. And I hope that you live long enough to get old and live long enough to get saved. But don't let this opportunity go by. Because if you miss heaven, buddy, you are going to wish that you never was born. And I know to some people we sound like the crazy preachers, but I am crazy. I'm crazy about Jesus Christ. The world needed to go crazy about Jesus Christ. Don't be going crazy over a singer, over a boxer, over a basketball player, over a rap singer. People go crazy over that mess. They ain't doing nothing, ain't saying nothing, and shouting and go home all tired and everything, and ain't accomplished nothing. You better work on your salvation right now, and that is to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Don't think you ain't, little young women out there, don't think you so pretty or you so dainty that you can't die and go to hell, but you can. Mm-hmm. You can go by rejecting Jesus Christ. The young man that got the broad shoulders and the little small waist, and he's got a stone walk on himself. Don't think because he's that in that condition that you're going to last always. You need to know Jesus Christ right now. You need to know him in the pardon of your sins. And that's what I want to say. I want to get by at least give me 10 more minutes.
Amen.
And I'm going to turn it over to Brother Tim, and he's going to take it on further. I want my listeners to turn to the book of Revelation, 12th chapter, and we're going to dig in that a little bit and break something down for you. So when the time comes, amen, if you read it, you can understand exactly what we are talking about. And this Revelation, the 12th chapter, I want Brother Tim to get the 12th chapter for me. I want him to read that first verse on that, and we're going to break down what it represents and then go to the next verse and break it down and talk on it a little bit. Brother Tim, go ahead and read that first verse for us, if you don't mind.
Amen, brother. I don't mind. Amen. Revelation, the 12th chapter. Verse 1 says, amen. It says, and there appeared a great wonder in heaven.
Yeah.
A woman clothed with the sun the moon under her feet.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And upon her head a crown of 12 stars. Amen.
All right. Here we go. And that was a wonder, a great wonder. This is John the Revelator writing to the church. He's telling the church. He saw a great wonder in heaven. And this great woman was clothed with the sun. The sun was behind her. The sun was behind her and the moon under her feet. The sun represents Jacob.
Amen.
The moon represents Rebecca. The crown of 12 stars represents the 12 tribe of Israel. That's what that represents. And that's the only way God could give us a symbolic picture of this woman, because there's different kinds of women in the Bible. There's a woman called Jezebel. There's a woman on the scarlet beast. There's a woman used as the church, the body of Christ. And here's a woman here that's used as Israel, because the 12 stars represent Israel. There's 12 tribes that came from Jacob. And Jacob, amen, was the son of Isaac. Isaac begot Jacob, and he begot the 12 sons of Israel. And then this represents Israel itself. The woman represents Israel itself, clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet. That's beautiful. That's a beautiful picture of Israel. Second verse, brother.
Amen. Second verse says, and she being with child cried, prevailing in birth, and pain to be delivered.
Woo! Good God Almighty. John looks at this woman, and she is pregnant. Symbolic, she's pregnant in the book of Revelation, but it represents Israel birthing Christ. Jesus Christ was the Son of God, but he also was the Son of Man. He also was the King of the Jews. He also came from Israel. He come from the tribe of Judah and the root and offspring of David. And it took him 4,000 years, good God Almighty, it took him 4,000 years to come through the tribe of Israel from what?
Amen.
From Shem. Shem begot Eber. And there's some genealogies in the book of Genesis, but the last one was Eber. And we got Haman. And Haman begot Abraham. Abraham begot Isaac. Isaac begot Jacob. This is Jesus now. This is Jesus Christ building his nation, Israel. And he's building his nation, Israel, and he came through 42 generations, and it was not easy. Amen. Israel went to travail from the time she was born all the way down into this present day. Israel has went to travail, and one of the greatest travails that she went through was when Herod found out that Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, was to be born. He found out that the three wise men was going over to see this child, and Herod said, now look, I want to come and visit him. I want to come and pay him tribute. I want to give him some gold, frankincense, and myrrh. I want to honor him. But he was lying. He was telling a big story. Why? He was a simplified. He wanted to kill Jesus Christ before he was grown, because since he was the king at that time, he didn't want to be replaced by the King of Kings. But make no difference how what he wanted, he did not get it, because he said, the only way that I can feel like I can get it, I got to kill all the firstborn. And he killed the firstborn in the time of lamentation. And the children of Ramah was weeping, for the children was not, because he killed all the first babies under 2 years old. That was travail for Israel. That hurt Israel. But yet still, he missed Jesus, because Jesus, Mary, and Joseph went down into Egypt land to get away from the king until he died. And when he died, they came back, and he dwelt in Nazareth. Oh, I could go on from Genesis all the way over to the time that Jesus Christ was birthed, because every nation that came up on the planet, every nation that came up on the planet tried to get rid of Israel. And see, the devil knows more than I do about what his plan is, but God knows more than the devil knows about how he was going to get Jesus here. Woo! I call it the Israel Express. And Jesus Christ rode all the way down on the Israel Express until he was born in Bethlehem of Judea. And there, when he got off at the train station, Herod tried to kill all the firstborn and try to make sure that he killed Jesus. but he missed it. And by him missing, let me tell you
that's
what
right.
happened. He was raised in Nazareth. He was baptized by John the Baptist. He went up in the wilderness and was tempted of the devil for 40 days and 40 nights. And then he called his disciples. He went to Cana and turned water to wine. He walked on the water. He cast out devils. He told all kinds of parables and situations that he was said he was doing. He said, I didn't come to seek the righteous, but I come to call the sinner to repentance. But when he came in and born in Bethlehem of Judea, and from that time on, Israel had went through suffering from the Egyptians. He went through suffering in the Assyrian Empire. He went through suffering in the Babylonian Empire. He went through suffering in the Medo-Persian Empire. He went suffering in the Grecian Empire. He went suffering all the way down to the Roman Empire, because every empire that was over the influence of the Jews, they tried to annihilate them. Even to this day, the nations of the world want to get rid of the Jews. But if they could get rid of the Jews, God is not going to let them get rid of the Jews, because the Messiah is already here. He done died. He done rose from the dead. He done been in heaven for 2,000 years, and now he's coming back to get his church. And when he comes back to get his church, John said, I saw this woman that was travailed in birth. And so Israel had a hard time and went through a hard time to get Jesus here. And it was God's hand that guided those prophets and those seers and those women that became ancestry of Jesus Christ, such as Ruth, such as Naomi, such as Ruth, such as Rahab, such as Tamar. These women became the ancestors of Jesus Christ to bring him on in here. When he brought him on in here, they tell me they became a women of faith. And even till this day, the women today want to get rid of their babies. They want to get rid of their babies. They want to commit abortion. And the government is saying if a woman has a right to get rid of her baby, I say she don't have a right, because God didn't give her the right. God said replenish the earth and replenish with babies, so that they can be raised, so they can be taught the word of God, so they can be my glorification and be a witness for me. And now women today want to have the authority to what? To kill babies. And I say, curse them. I say, it's abomination. And Kamala Harris believed in 8 months pregnancy, that if a woman wants to get rid of a baby, whether it was born in wedlock or out of wedlock, she don't have the right to kill that life, because God can only give life and God can only take away life. And I feel sorry for anybody that shake hands with anybody that believes in 8 month abortion, because if it was back in those days, my God, just think if somebody could abort Mary and take the baby Jesus out of her womb at the age of 8 months, the devil would have the victory. But God said, no, 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 no. He said, I am the Lord thy God. And he chose a woman that was below her, chose a woman that was righteous, chose a woman that wanted a child, but she didn't know how she got it until the Lord told her, said, now this boy, this baby that you're carrying is not by man, it's not by flesh and blood, but it's by the will of God. You shall bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, the Son of the Living God. And his same Jesus died on the cross for me, that through him I can have eternal life. And Israel have gone through the pain of bringing Christ into the world. And the world today want to get rid of the Jew. They are lying wonder. Don't you touch God's people. You touch the apple and die. Go ahead and the third verse there, brother, and we're going to get down to this other critter. You're getting ready to come on the scene. Go ahead.
Amen. Verse 3 says, amen, there appeared another wonder in heaven.
All right, here's
and
another
behold,
one.
Amen. And behold, a great red dragon having
red dragon.
7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his head.
Look at that. It appears another wonder in heaven. Behold, a great red dragon, demonic, demons, devils, spirit of the prince power of the air. This is a fallen Lucifer. Took one third. We'll get into that a little later. He took one third of the angelic beings of angels from heaven and they was cast out to the earth. When they were cast out, he became the prince power of the air. He is now in the first and second heaven. What is he doing? He's roaring and seeking like a lion who he may devour. What is he doing? He's going to and fro in the earth, devouring people, killing people, raping people. He's doing everything opposite of what God is doing. God is a God of righteousness. God is a God of love. God is a God of mercy. Satan is a God of this world, which is a God of what? The brother already done told him what he was. He's a liar. He's a truth breaker. He's disobedient to parents. That's what these young folks is filled with. They're filled with the devil. The devil's trying to control them. The devil's trying to take over the family through the young people. The devil has no respect for older people. But let me tell you, one thing the devil has respect for, he's got to bow down to him, and that's Jesus Christ. Ooh. Because if you don't believe me, ask the man that was in the graveyard with 6,000 demons in it. Strong that nobody could hold him down. Nobody could even tie him down. He was like a Hulk. He was like a Superman. He was like a man that was indestructible. And he tell me those demons could not leave until they saw Jesus. When they saw Jesus, they said, "Oh, Son of God, why do you come and torment us before our time?" He said, "Can we go into the swine? Because we got to go somewhere." And see, the devil got to go somewhere to cause trouble. The man that shot those ten people down in, I think it was Louisiana, somewhere down there, shot those ten people in the grocery store. Full of the devil. The devil was in him. The devil don't care nothing about you. He don't care nothing about your society. He don't care nothing about the church. He don't care nothing about holiness. He cares about one thing: kill, rob, and destroy. He's a blood shedder. And that's why this thing is called the Red Dragon, because he sheds blood. He loves to see blood shed, but he don't like the blood of Jesus Christ.
Right.
He does not like the blood of Jesus Christ, because he knows the blood of Jesus Christ is a powerful thing on the planet from eternity to eternity. He knows the blood of Jesus Christ can save a pitiful soul. He saved my little pitiful soul, and he can save your pitiful soul. And he so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And he had seven heads. Seven heads represent the seven world empires that's been upon the face of the earth. And the seven world empires is what? Number one, the Egyptian empire, the Assyrian empire, the Median-Persian empire, the Grecian empire, the Roman empire. The seven empires that's up on the face of the earth are all congealed together under one world order, under one world government, and they're going to congeal the world to become one world government. And by this, these same old ancient spirits, rock spirit,
right,
low down spirit. Spirits don't care nothing about nobody. Hate, malice, racial discrimination, killing, murdering babies, raping, homosexuality.
Right.
He produces that kind of stuff. That's the only thing he can produce, because he's a killer, he's a murderer, and he's a destroyer. And he's destroying souls today.
Right,
right now, don't be in the group. Get out. Illuminati. All the Illuminati's and all the witchcraft and all the voodoo and all the warlocks, all the drugs, all the alcohol, all that devil instruments to destroy your soul. I seen on TV yesterday, last night, of the NAACP Awards, and boy, I tell you, they are off course. And I know they got to have a job, but they're not doing it for the glory of God. They're doing it for themselves. They want to be recognized. I believe that the black man has come a long way. But let me tell you, we done backed up in the garage now. We don't have it like we used to. Good God Almighty. The preachers are not preaching it like they used to. The people are not living like they used to. They want fame and glory. But in the church, there ain't no fame and glory. There ain't nobody bigger than somebody else. Jesus Christ is the only star in the church. And when are people going to wake up? The preacher is not the star. He's a messenger. And the message is that Jesus Christ died and rose again, and he's coming back to get a church. You need to be saved. You need to be saved. And this is the seven horns. The seven heads represent the seven world empires. And the seven crowns on his head where the 10 horns with the seven, with the 10 crowns up on that represent the 10 European common market nations, which is NATO. That's what that represents. The 10 European common market NATO are in existence today. And out of that one horn, the one horn that Daniel said, I saw another horn. He said this horn had a mouth and spoke great things against the Most High. That represents the Antichrist. That's where the Antichrist is coming from, Western European countries. And the Antichrist is here today. He's about 53 years old, and he's the king of Spain. A lot of people say, how do you know that? Where you get that from? You've been talking about that so long. Man, I don't believe that. Well, whether you believe it or not, I know what God gave me in his word, and I know what the Spirit gave me in his word. He's alive, waiting for one thing. He's waiting for one thing. He's waiting for the rapture of the church.
Right.
All right. Number four, brother.
Amen. Verse 4 says, amen. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour the child as soon as it was born.
All right. Now, brother, I'm gonna give you the hymn. And I know you know something about this verse. And you knew something about the other verses. But I'm gonna give you the opportunity to come on, and I'm gonna read it again for you. It says, and his tail. Now, if anything the devil has, he has a tail.
Amen.
He has a long tail of lies. That's the only tail he got. He ain't got no horns. He's got a tail, though. And he's telling people tales today. And his tail drew one third of the stars of heaven. Stars represent fallen angels.
Amen.
And this represents what? Earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, Israel, stood before Israel. And the nations of the world now is standing before Israel. They're standing waiting to try to eliminate Israel. Iran is going to try to do it, but they're going to fail. Russia is going to try to do it. They're going to fail. They can't destroy God's people, which was ready to be delivered for the devourer of her child. Now, I'm going to put a note in there for you. Some people say this woman represents the church, but it does not represent the church. But the church right now is where? The church is here on earth.
Amen.
And this church is here on earth. Before Christ comes back to the earth, or before the Antichrist comes, God is going to deliver the church. Where's the church coming from? It's coming out of the womb. Listen to me. The womb of time. The womb of time. The church has been on earth for 2,000 years. It's been in a womb to be conceived. But pretty soon, it's going to be delivered. The man-child could represent Jesus Christ, and the church is going to be delivered because Christ is going to deliver his body out of the tribulation period. The church will not, cannot, irrefutable, ever go through the seven-year tribulation. We will be delivered in a moment of a twinkling of an eyeball. The church will disappear from the earth so quick that people will not recognize it within maybe 48 hours. They will recognize something done happened.
Amen.
We don't understand. Brother, ride it on in for me a little bit.
Amen. Amen. The verse 4 says, and his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven. Amen. As the brother stated, amen, we know that the stars, amen, represent the angels. In this case, amen, fallen angels, because these angels decide to follow Lucifer. Amen. And why they decide to follow Lucifer is a great mystery. Amen. Because I'm scratching my head today, and I probably ask myself often, amen, what were they thinking to follow Satan? Amen.
Yeah.
Knowing
that's
that at the end of it all, there was going to be repercussions, amen, for your actions, meaning that when you choose to make decisions and disobey the Most High, Amen. There's going to be actions. There's going to be consequences.
Yes, sir.
Amen. There's no way in the world Satan could have talked me into rebelling against the Most High when he created us.
All right.
That's almost like you telling your brothers that we're going to rebel against Daddy. Let's say there's 20 boys. Amen. And a third of them decide to rebel against Daddy. And the other boys going to fight against you. And we know that what happened as we get down to the other scriptures, as these angels that were drawn to the earth. And so, amen, we'll get into that here in just a little bit. But Lucifer's name, amen, had became who? Satan. Amen. Well,
yes,
as
sir.
He was cast. Amen. Because of that great rebellion of the angels against the Most High, in which he drew one-third of the, all the angels. Now, watch this over in Genesis, the third chapter, verse 15. I'm going to go over there real quick. I'm going to read that all verse. Right. Going over to Genesis, the third chapter, verse 15, and see what it says.
Right.
And
go
I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed, and it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. This was a message from the Most High to Lucifer. This goes to show you that people think that Lucifer is a nemesis against the Most High God. He is no match for God on no level. Amen. Is he an enemy of God? Yes. But God has no nemesis because there is no equal on the other side of God. There is nothing even come close to matching God. So we know that he is an enemy of the Most High, and the Most High was not afraid to tell Lucifer to his face, guess what?
Yeah.
Amen. I'm going to plant a seed, one that's going to come. So he basically gave the prophecy, one of the first prophecies to Lucifer in the book of third chapter of Genesis, telling him,
guess what?
Amen. There's going to be a seed of the woman and between thy seed and her seed, and it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. We're talking about him dying on the cross, which it bruised his heel.
But he's gonna
crush his head in the end.
Yes,
amen. When he's gonna be cast into the pit, the bottomless pit, and then eventually, amen. He's gonna go up from the bottomless pit to the lake of fire once he is loosed. After that 1,000 years. So basically what he told Satan is that one is going to defeat you. And Satan became afraid because why? The first thing he tried to do over in Genesis in the garden was what did he do? He deceived Eve and then Eve and Adam. He deceived both of them, but Eve first. Amen.
Yeah.
And so when he deceived them, he wanted to get what? Knowledge of the tree. And not only that, he tried to also get what? The knowledge of he wants the tree of life, but the Most High would not permit that to happen. Amen. He had to stop him because he would have got a hold of the tree of life. Evil and man and evil mankind would have ruled evilness for eternity, and the Most High could not allow sin to reign. Amen. For all eternity, so he had to prevent that from happening. So he cast him out of the Garden of Eden. Amen. As you can see, as he prophesied to the devil. Amen. So the devil has been quick to follow evil and her what? The prophecy of the children of Israel, the nation of Israel. And we also see what happened when the 200 angels, amen, and this is out of the book of Enoch, how those 200 angels agreed to come from heaven. And what they do over in Genesis, the sixth chapter, let me show you what they did. See, this is all a plan from these fallen angels. They were trying to stop Christ. And watch what it says. It says, and it came, this is Genesis, the sixth chapter, verse 1. It says, and it came to pass when men began to multiply, amen, on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of Yahweh, God, saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. Now, those angels are going to, right now, those angels have been locked away in chains of darkness, amen, and they tried to petition, they tried to send Enoch to petition with the Most High God that God may release them. God said, no, I'm not releasing you all. You are doomed. The lake of fire is waiting on you. Your judgment is coming. Because why? I didn't create angels to mate with women and to have children. Amen. I will create you higher than men. Amen. And since you have made this decision to come down and sleep with women and to marry them and to make our children a seed, I'm going to punish you. Amen. And so also we know that the fallen angels, they what? They begin to corrupt the seed of men. Now watch what happened here in verse 3. In Genesis 15, verse 3. It says, and the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive. That means the angels, the spirits of his spirits, the angels, the Son of God, the spiritual angels, which should not always strive with man, for that he also is what? Flesh. Yet his days shall be 120 years. Amen. And the reason that happened because man had become so evil and so wicked.
Evil.
The fallen angels taught the women, they taught the men many evil things. They taught them about the stars and the astronomy. That's why the scientists are so knowledgeable about the stars and everything. Because why? They learned this information. Yeah. As the doctor said, this is ancient religion, ancient evil.
Uh-huh.
They learn about the stars. They start with about the zodiacs. Stuff is old. That's ancient. There was an angel that was intelligent. He knew, and they possessed knowledge of the heaven, amen, that was given to them. And also in the book of Enoch, he talks about this angel said that they didn't get all the knowledge, but they knew some of the knowledge from heaven, and they brought that knowledge down to man and gave it to man. And this is the reason why man can create all these different devices and all these weapons and artillery.
Yeah.
Man ain't that intelligent. I'm just going to go and tell the truth. We smart, but they ain't that smart. Most of this stuff was given to them by who? The fallen angels and the demons,
the sons
of the fallen angels, taught man these different things. This is why women wore makeup all their face. There was an angel that taught women how to wear makeup and to make themselves beautiful. That's why it's called makeup, because it's made up. Amen. It's not real. It's a false. That's why some of the women, when they take off the makeup, be like, man, you don't look nothing like you look with the makeup on. That's a way to deceive man. Amen. That's a way to deceive you with makeup. Amen. It's not the real look. So the angels taught women about makeup, taught men about technology and all these different things and how to build ships and planes and cars, things of this nature. And also, if you notice, there's a product, amen, from Apple. If you notice that Apple has been out of, so what that represents is that Apple has some of that knowledge of what?
Yeah, I got you.
Amen. The tree of knowledge, that's what that represents. Amen. They actually have some of the knowledge as they took a bite of it. They don't have all of it. They have some of the knowledge. Amen. And so we're moving right along. Amen. I'm going to read this, and then I'm going to be through in a minute. Watch what this says.
Go ahead back on the Revelation when you get through. Yeah.
Okay, amen. Amen. Just one last verse. Just said, there were giants in the earth in those days.
Yeah.
And also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, the same became mighty men, which were of
mighty
old
men
of renown. Amen. This is where you get your demigods, your little false gods, Zeus, Ares. Amen. These different false gods that the Greek gods worship. These were actual people. These were actual fallen, that's children of the fallen angels is what they are.
Yeah.
Amen. When they show you Superman on the TV, that's actually what that's a representation of. These were what? Children of the fallen angels. These were men of renown, that mighty men of old. When they show you this type of knowledge and what these people really were, they were children of the fallen angel. And so that's why the different religions, like from Egypt, Babylon, they worship all these different gods of Samaria.
Yeah.
And they got records. Yeah. They got in their records, in their archives. They found tablets where they were regular-sized men talking to giants. They were giant men. These men come up to their kneecap. Amen. Came up to their hip, to their thigh bone. These were giants. Again,
giants.
Mighty men of old, renowned, men of renown. This is where they came from. This is where they got all that stuff from. This stuff ain't made up. These folks didn't think of this stuff in the mind. This stuff actually existed in the past. And if you think the technology that we have now, I was just talking to somebody the other day and just telling them, if you think the technology that we have now, we work with, they are hiding technology from us, because what they're waiting for is that, and as me and the brother talked about this, amen, me and the doctor talked about this, what they're waiting for is the end. Amen. In fact, I was just watching a video on YouTube about this whistleblower that was part of the government. Amen. He worked with with the government, and he acknowledged that there was alien technology and that aliens actually exist. And when he said by 2029 that the world governments and the military already know there's a plan for them to send an alien attack to this planet. What aliens really are demons. These are the demons. These are now men, mighty men. Those spirits, once they die and leave this world, these are the demons that roam the earth. These are the demonic spirits, and they're working to try to bring these demonic spirits to give them some type of embodiment to allow them to come back. So this is what
come
you are working. This is what the world governments are hiding from you. This is the plan of Lucifer. He tried to stop Christ, and when he failed on stopping Christ on the cross, man, they knew it was over with. Man, when Christ died on the cross, and let me share a quick scripture. Can I share this scripture,
brother,
real quick? We're going to jump back over to it. I got to share this scripture. Hey, man, I did a sermon on this long time ago. I think it's out of the book of Romans. Let me see if I can find it. Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
There it is. Amen. I think this is it right here. It's Romans, the 8th chapter, verses 2 and 3. Then we're going to jump back over to Revelation. Amen. It says, for the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus, Yahshua, amen, hath made me free from the law of sin and death. Amen. Well, now, what's the law of sin and death? The law of sin and death was the spiritual law that Yahweh gave to Moses. Amen. The commandments.
Yeah.
The commandments was not meant to save you. They were meant to tell you, if you don't keep these commandments, you are worthy of the lake of fire for all eternity. That was the purpose of the commandments, to let man know that he was doing wrong because there wasn't a law, and that we need to what?
That's
live
right.
by those commandments. Amen. But we need
That's
to
right.
what? Believe and have faith. But now watch what verse 3 says. It says, for what the law could not do. That's the commandment. In that it was weak through the flesh. Amen.
Yeah.
Paul said it best. Paul said that the sinful nature remains. He said, for we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. That's what it says in Romans, the 7th chapter, verse 14. But watch what it says here. It says, Yahweh, God sending his own son, talking about the Messiah
Woo!
Christ, in the likeness of sinful flesh. See, this is where Satan gets got mad. He couldn't handle it. And he says, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. Man, I read that, I was taken aback. What that means is that sin will follow man all the days of his life, tempting you to sin, wanting you to sin, saying, see, you can have that. See, you could do this. See, you could. See, all of mankind has failed. See, in Revelation, talks about the lamb that was slain. Only the lamb was found worthy. But sin followed Christ all his life. All 33 years it followed Christ. And sin failed. It could not condemn sin. It could not condemn Christ. Amen.
No.
Because he couldn't make him sin. And Satan said to sin, you can't make him sin. He couldn't make Christ sin. And Christ that went to the cross, he was buried and resurrected on the third day. And because of that, we have salvation. And because of that now, amen, Lucifer and the fallen angels know now for a fact that they are doomed. They know that they're going to burn in the lake of fire for all eternity. Amen. So back over to Revelation. Amen. The 12th chapter, verse 5. Amen.
Praise God.
So he could not stamp out the Messiah. He tried from the birth to the, from the cradle to the grave. He tried to stop him and could not do it. Amen.
Amen. All right. We left off in the sixth chapter. All right. Here we go. The sixth chapter, the sixth verse says in Revelation, and the woman fled into the wilderness where he had a place prepared of God that they should be, that he should feed her 1,260 days. This is yet future, because Revelation 12 is yet future. And in the sixth verse, it gives this woman feeding into the wilderness. Now, the wilderness is found in Edom. Edom, there's a place called Petra, P-E-T-R-A, Petra. It's a deep gorge but between a mountain that's about 200 feet high. And it curves all around into the mountain. And actually, nobody can find it, really, unless the Lord show them found it. Some people have been there on a tour and found out, amen, this is a place during the last part of the tribulation period. Israel will have to flee to the wilderness. And by them fleeing into the wilderness, they're going to go to this place called Petra. And Petra, they will be there for 1,260 days, which equals 3.5 years, which equals 42 months, which is the last part of the tribulation period. And at the same time, the Antichrist will not be able to find them, because God is going to hide them and feed them for 1,260 days. Now, the church, as some people preach, some preachers, the church will not be here in this part of the tribulation, neither the first part of the tribulation. The church will be in heaven, amen, and instructing and seeing what's going on earth, because we're not going to miss nothing when we get to heaven. We're going to see what earth is going to be like. We're going to see judgment fall up on the earth. We're going to see our ministry, what we done while we was here. I'm talking about the saints of God now. I ain't talking about the sinner. I'm not talking about the hypocrite. I'm referring to the backslider. I'm referring to those that have received Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Because God is married to a backslider. He will never give you up. You're his child. You're in the collar of his hand. So this place called Jupiter will be protected by God, and nobody will be able to touch the Jew for 1,260 days. When Christ comes back, he will release them from Petra, and they will go to Jerusalem, and there they will see their Messiah for the first time, and they will be revealed who Jesus Christ really is, because Jesus Christ is going to be a full-time witness, just like he was to Thomas, the doubter that doubted that he was the Christ, until he saw the nail prints in his hand and the nail prints in his feet and the pierced side. They're going to recognize that this Christ that's going to stand on the top of the Mount of Olives, the same mountain that he left, he's going to hold up his hand. And the Jewish people that came from Petra is going to see the nail prints in his hand, and they're going to holler out and say, "Where did you get your wool from?" And the Lord going to say, "From the household of my friends," and the scales of unbelief will fall from the Jewish nation. And they will recognize that the Jesus Christ that they rejected for over 2,700 years is the one that will stand on the top of the Mount of Olives, and a remnant of Israel shall be saved. That's what that sixth verse is about. And then the seventh verse. Here we go, Star Wars. This is a divine Star Wars. And there was a war in heaven. What heaven?
Amen.
First and second heaven. In the galaxy, in the cosmos. And there was a planetary system. And that's what the brother was talking about. 2029, they say that these aliens that people are looking at right now. Because people have seen these flying objects in the sky, and they're wondering where it is. And I remember long time ago, I was about 3 years old, and you said, "How can you remember when you were 3 years?" I remember when I was 3 years old.
Amen.
My dad was a coal mine. and the coal mine had caved in. And they thought that he had got wounded. I remember that. And my mama prayed. And when she prayed, amen, my dad came home. But that same year, I got news from somebody saying that they had seen a flying saucer in 1947. And that they saw a little green man get out of the of this here vehicle. And I was laughing. I don't believe it. I got scared. I said, ooh, you know, look, aliens coming from where? Coming from Mars. That's what they was telling. But you know something? That was true. Because in 1947, year before Israel became a nation, men all over the world have seen these flying objects and alien vehicles in the sky. They have made movies of them. The Day of Independence with Will Smith. Well, this year flying saucer came from another galaxy, and they came down with demons and devils, and, oh, man, it was awful. And since 1947 until this present day, they're still seeing these objects in the air and angry beings slaughtering cattle and making these eyes in the wheat field. And let me tell you, it's true. It's real. What are they? They are demonic spirits, fallen angels.
That's right.
In these saucers, and they are going to come to planet Earth before Jesus Christ comes. And they are going to have power to possess men's body. Revelation 9, where scorpions come up out of the bottomless pit. And they were steam men that they want to die and can't die. Coronavirus ain't nothing but a plaything. Because
that's
when
right.
these things come, they are going to steam men who have not the seal of God on their foreheads. And you cannot go to church during the tribulation. There ain't going to be no church. It's
going
to be individual decision. There ain't going to be no banquets. There ain't going to be no anniversary. There ain't going to be no offering plate. There ain't going to be no men flying planes around the world talking about they preaching the gospel. There ain't going to be too
That's
many
right.
choir singing. Because everything's going to get so bad, you're going to have time to stand in the street and sing Zion song, because the devil is going to try to wipe out anybody that confesses Christ during the tribulation. It's going to be
right,
bad,
man.
Brother. You talk
yes,
about
sir.
That. Bad had to get up and walk away with tears in his eye to see what's coming up on his planet when Christ
yes,
is to judge the world. It's going to be bad that the family's going to betray each other. It's going to be bad
right.
that the city life will become hell and high water. It's going to be so bad
right.
that you're going to have to go to the country and to outside of the realm of the government and of the police. It's going to get so bad, you got to be careful
That's
who
right.
you talk to, because if you talk to somebody and you haven't received the mark of the beast, they will turn
That's
you
right.
in, and you're going to have to run.
That's right.
And if they catch you, it's not going to be the gas chamber. It's not going to be no hanging noose. They're going to take you to the FEMA camps. Oh, y'all don't know what I'm talking about.
Amen. They got them ready.
The Antichrist is going to use to put those that reject the mark of the beast in the prison. And when you go
Amen.
To prison, the only way you can get out of prison is that you receive the mark while you're in there.
Amen.
If you don't receive the mark, you stay in there until they call your number to go to the guillotine, and the guillotine Amen. Don't play. It's already in use in some countries. And guess
That's
what?
Right.
I'm gonna suck your socks off now. In 2015, when President Barack Obama became president, he made an executive order to order 60,000 guillotines and bring them to the United States. And nobody ain't saying nothing about it, because they don't want you to know they're getting ready to behead you.
Yep.
And if
That's
you
right.
after the rapture occur, your head is going to fall to Christ, or your soul is going to be handed over to Satan by receiving the mark of the beast, where you will not
That's
be
right.
able to buy nor sell. The world is getting ready for a horrific invasion. They got it on TV, brothers and sisters. They got all kind of weird, occulted images of demonic demons doing all kind of miracles. And just like the brother said,
That's
brother,
right.
you like me a whole lot on that, because let me tell you, we already see the Superman, the Black Panther, and Wonder Woman, and the X-Men, and all these heroes, they're affected by demons. And these demons give them power to do extraordinary things. Just like that demon was, the 6,000 demons was in that man at the graveyard.
That's
and
right.
Jesus had to drive them out. Well, the only way they can be driven out is through the name of Jesus and his blood.
Right.
And the world today is getting ready for an invasion. Not invasion of Russia, not invasion, but invasion from heaven. The devil knows he ain't got no but a short time. And the time is shorter than you think it is. You can play church if you want to. You can play like you're saved if you want to. But let me tell you, there's a day coming when you're going to find out, and I wish. You don't wait too late. Don't wait too late. If you wait too late, I can't talk to you like I'm talking to you now.
That's right. Amen.
They tell me they're trying to get rid of all the religious stations.
That's right.
Against sin.
That's
they're
right.
trying to get rid of them.
That's true.
They're going to try to get rid of them. But let me tell you something. After the rapture of the church, they can't get rid of them.
Amen.
Because when the God said, I got what? 144,000, and they got this,
right.
they got the program, because that's the only thing that's going to shock the world. It's going to shock a lot of people that's left here after the rapture. A lot of people are going to wail out and cry out, oh my God. A lot of choir members, a lot of youth is going to be shocked. But thank God for Jesus Christ. Thank God for the Jew. Because God said, I got one more mission to do that the Jews can only do it. The church can't do this. The church doesn't have this opportunity. I don't have my opportunity to proclaim gospel of Jesus Christ. Brother Tim don't have this opportunity, and I'm taking every advantage of it to do what? To tell you,
amen.
You need to be saved. You need Jesus Christ in your life, and quit hoboing your way to hell when you can go free.
That's right.
Why go through the church door, in the front of the church door, go down through the basement out the back door, and go on to hell? You don't want to do that. You want to stop at the altar. You want to bow down before the altar and tell Jesus Christ, Lord, I'm a miserable, low-down, rotten sinner. I don't know you. I don't know even myself. And you got to tell Jesus Christ face to face in the spirit realm, Jesus Christ, I need you. I need you to save my soul, because I know exactly where I'm going, because it's not because I'm good. It's not because I'm bad. It's because I have rejected your shed blood that you shed 2,000 years ago for me on Calvary's cross. Save me now. I ain't waiting till tomorrow. I ain't waiting till my mama come home. I ain't waiting till the cows be milked. I want it now, because I know there is a hell without even going there, because your word says there's a hell. And
that's
if
right.
God's word says hell, let me tell you, 110% plus more, there is a hell that God prepared for the devil and his angels, and the devil don't want you to go to heaven. The devil don't want you to go to heaven, because he knows his hell is his home, and if he try to lose, if he try to leave hell, he's the biggest fool that you ever think. And when, if you go to hell, let me tell you, it's hot, it's tormented, and it's for hell. There ain't going to be no lunch break, no coffee break. You ain't going to be able to party. You ain't going to be able to go to the bowling alley. You ain't going to be able to watch no football game. You ain't going to be able to go outside and hear the birds chirp. You ain't going to be able to do nothing but wail and gnash and wail and gnash and say, oh, what a fool I was to not to believe those two preachers that was trying to describe to me how much the cross cost God Almighty. It cost God everything he had. He
Amen.
Ain't got nobody. God can't dream up. He can't create no other being to go to the cross. So he went himself, because he already existed. He went himself. And he be became man. Come on, listen to what I'm trying to say.
Amen.
He became man. It's like you and I, who knew no sin. But he became sin. What did he take?
That's right.
He took lying. He took whoremongers. He took adultery. He took fornication. He took homosexual. He took the lesbian. He took the wino. He took the illiterate. He took the unlearned. He took the learned. He took everybody's sins and laid it on him and drove him in the Garden of Gethsemane on his knees until the pressure of the sins of the world bust his blood vessels and blood start coming out of his skin. It got so bad, and he said, Father, if this thine will, let this cup pass from me. Give me another avenue. Give me another opportunity, another time. And the Lord said, Jesus said, not my will, but your will be done. Jesus loves you. Jesus died for you. Jesus gave his life for you that you wouldn't have to be damned forever with Lucifer. And Lucifer says, hey, I'm going to get everybody I can. I ain't worried about who it is. I ain't worried about what color skin you are. I ain't worried about educated, uneducated. I ain't worried about that. I want your soul. And that's why you got a lot of souls. You got a lot of souls selling in the church. You got a lot of souls selling in the Illuminati. You got a lot of souls selling in the government. People have sold their soul to the devil to get worldly riches. And the devil has a call enough back before Jesus Christ and tell him, look, if you will fall down and worship me, because what the devil wants, he wants you to worship him. He said, if you will fall down and worship me, I'll give you these kingdoms. I'll give you Babylon. I'll give you the Grecian Empire. I'll give you the Roman Empire. I'll give you the Assyrian Empire. And Jesus told him, said, thou shalt worship the Lord God, and him only thou shalt serve.
That's right.
The goal that the devil have to come to Jesus Christ, God's son, God himself, and tell him, if you will fall down and worship me, I'll give you the kingdom when the world belongs to him and everything that dwells in belongs to God already. Now, you know that's a lot of law. And the devil, Jesus told, get behind me, Satan. Don't bother me. I'm going to do the will of my Father. And he did it. Till this day, whoever's out there is listening to this end of time message.
That's right.
And listening to the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. That's the centerfold of the gospel. There ain't no other church, ain't no other pope, ain't no other cardinal, ain't no other preacher, ain't no other bishop, ain't nobody can do what Jesus can do. And that is save your soul. You can come to Jesus right now, wherever you may be. Brother Tim going to come back, and he's going to give you that salvation, the way to salvation, and finish up this program. He's going to tell you exactly how to be saved, and we are not talking off the top of our head. This is scripture. We'll finish the next round. We'll finish next week, 5 o'clock, come back, and we'll finish Revelation, because there's a whole lot more. Amen. And when you read Revelation, that's what that woman represent. That's what the travail represents. Jesus Christ, now he's on his way back. And by his way, on his way back, I want to tell you this, and I'm going to give it to Brother Tim. If I don't tell you nothing else, this is the last generation.
Amen.
This is the last generation. There ain't no other generation after this generation. This generation started in 1948. When Israel became a nation. And this generation will come to an end in 2028 or 29. That will conclude a generation of 80 years. God said, I'll give you 70 years. But if you live right, I'll give you 80 if your body's able to take it. And I've seen this generation for 70 years. I've seen how it got worse and worse. And now, we at the end of the last generation, the end time message. Brother Tim, offer a few words, and we'll close with him giving you the altar call and the sinner's prayer. A lot of people don't like to call it a sinner's prayer, but the only thing you're saying is what Romans 10 and 9 said, and that's a sinner. You're praying to Jesus Christ that he save your soul, because if your soul is not saved, you're going to be lost forever.
That's right. Amen.
We don't want you to go anywhere. You can go to Timbuktu if you want to. Go there. Go to Iceland. Freeze. I'm going to put you to freeze. If you're my worst enemy, you hate me. Don't go to hell over it.
Amen. That's right.
Don't go to hell. I don't want you to go to hell. I don't care. You can throw stones at me, cuss me out, whatever you want to do. Phobic, you old fanatic preacher. Oh my God, all right. I can take it.
That's
but
right.
Go to hell, Brother Tim.
Amen, brother. Tell Amen. Him. Great
now,
word.
Amen.
To the Most
it's
High be the glory. Amen. To the Most High be the glory. We thank you, brother, for having me. Amen. I thank the Most High. We thank Derek Oliver and the Chaos Team for this, amen, this opportunity. And now we're going to take the moment out to tell you about how you could become part of this royal, eternal family. Amen. That's what we want. We want you to become part of this royal, eternal family. Amen. It don't matter what you've been, where you've been, how you've been, what you've been. Amen. What your title was before, what type of sin you committed. There is no sin above salvation. Even if you sold your soul, amen, it don't belong to Satan. It belongs to the Most High, because he gave you your soul, amen, like he gave Adam his soul in the beginning. And it belongs to him. And all you have to do is confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. And the Bible says that thou shalt be saved, amen. So we're going to go to Romans, the 10th chapter, amen, verses 9 and 10. But before I read that, amen, I want to make sure that I make myself clear. Amen. This is Romans, the 10th chapter, verse 15. It says, and how shall they preach except they be sent? Amen. And as it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Verse 14 of Romans, the 10th chapter, says, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? Amen. So in order for you to hear, you have to have a preacher. Amen. In order for you to believe, you have to what? Heard the word of God, which we preach. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. And so, amen. And so, in how shall you call on him? Amen. If you have not, what? Believe. So no, the only way that you can call on him is to believe in him. Amen. That's the way that you call on
him.
And it's the way to salvation. So you must be preached the word. Amen. Amen. So Romans 9 and 10 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, amen, Yahshuah, and shall believe in thine heart that God, amen, Yahweh, hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And that's it. It's just that plain and simple. See, the devil don't want you to know that salvation is, for one, is for all eternity. It's the greatest gift to mankind. You can never lose your salvation. Amen. And that God so loved the world that he gave what? His only begotten son. He don't want you to know that. Amen. He don't want you to know that. He don't want you to know the truth, because he don't want you to go to heaven. He's been to heaven. Amen. He don't want you to be in the new heaven, the new earth, because it's going to be so beautiful. Amen. If you read Revelation, the 21st chapter and the 22nd chapter, man, the description of heaven and the new heaven, the new earth, is going to be so beautiful. The Bible said there's going to be none but light, no more darkness. No more crying, no more tears, no more pain, no more suffering. Man, who don't want to be a part of that? Man, if you don't want to be a part of that, I don't know what else to tell you. And I tell you right now, I'd rather serve him for all eternity than to burn in the lake of fire for all eternity. I'd rather serve my God, amen, the master and creator of all things, rather than to lose my soul. So I am so grateful for my soul, my salvation. I'm so grateful for the brother. We love him and thank him for his wisdom, spiritual wisdom and knowledge, and his courage. Amen. The brother is courageous, and he definitely is steeped deep in the word. Amen. I love being here on the platform with him. I'm learning so much from him. Amen. Amen. He's my mentor in the word. Amen. Because he has so much Bible knowledge that is just a shock to me. Amen. That I don't hear nobody preaching like that or teaching that type of word. Amen. It's just joy of my soul. Amen. To be a part of this movement. Amen. And bringing as many souls to Christ as we possibly can. But family, we want you to be saved. We want you to receive salvation. And we want you to know that there is nothing above our God. This is the God of all creation. There is no power above, amen, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, amen. It just makes me feel good, brother. Amen. It makes me feel good to know that I'm going to be in heaven one day. Brother, we're going to get to be in heaven. We're going to just be rejoicing with our family, friends, and loved ones, those that believe, those that made it and chose to be and believe in Christ, amen, that are believers. We're going to get to see you all, the listeners. We're going to get to see you one day, amen. We are so grateful for you, and we love you.
Amen.
Don't give
brother.
Up. That's right. Amen, brother. And we want you all to continue to what? Fight the good fight. Amen. What did Paul say? Paul said in Romans, the 8th chapter, verse 30, for I am persuaded. Amen. Paul said he's convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor power, nor things present, things to come, nothing will what? Be able to separate us from his love. Amen. Nothing can separate you from his love. Once you are in his arms, you belong to him for all eternity. He did not die on the cross. Amen. He did not die on the cross to lose you. Amen. So my God don't lose. He can't lose. Like my daddy said, he can't lose. Amen. So we love you all, brother. Amen. We love the listeners. We love everyone. And that's all that I have. Again, I just want you all to become saved. Salvation is not as hard as you think. Amen. We know that the scripture says you must work out your own salvation. Yes, do we have some things that we need to work on? We grow and we mature daily. Amen. Every day I pray for deliverance, that I grow stronger. Amen. That I grow in more love and much love, that I focus on loving the brothers and the sisters. Amen. And I'm going to stop there. I'm going to continue next week, because I'm going to talk about that love. Amen. Over in how we try the spirits, by the spirits, and God is love. We're going to talk about that a little bit. Amen. But we're going to continue next week with Revelation, the 12th chapter, brother. Back over to you, brother. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Brother Tim. So glad to have you
and yes, sir.
Me learning from each other and encouraging each other. And I hope God knows that we have reached somebody out there that's on the air, wherever they may be. We are really, really, really not playing with you. We're not playing with your soul. We're not teasing you. We're not like the man with the little dog, or with a hot dog in front of the little dog, and he wants the dog to go somewhere. Amen. He put a hot dog in front of him, thinking the dog gonna get the hot dog, but the dog keep on running. Well, we ain't gonna do that to you. Amen.
That's
we're gonna
tell
you just like it is. It's just like it is, because God's gonna hold us responsible for telling you the truth. And we ain't worried about your color, your skin, or race, or your ethnic background. We ain't worried about if you're homosexual or if you're a lesbian or whatever you are. You don't have to be that away. You don't have to live that away. God wants you to be in his image, and his image is holiness, righteousness. So when the blood of Jesus Christ, and one thing about it, you don't have to worry about somebody. Well, if I get saved, do I have to stop this? No, you don't have to worry about that. The blood will take care of that. And you'll find out that when you come out of sin, buddy, let me tell you, you're going to rejoice. You're going to rejoice. Why?
That's
because you got saved from hell, and it's no beautiful place. It's not a beautiful place. And I wouldn't want to even take you on an excursion to hell. I just want to tell don't go to hell, because it's no place for you. The only thing you got to do is go to the cross. Look up at that cross, and it's empty. reading is empty because he has risen from the dead. He's now sitting on the right-hand side of the Father, making intercession for you and I. And that's free. That's absolutely free. Free
Amen.
Salvation. Because God said, I want to give it to everybody that wants it. But he won't give it to nobody if you don't want it. He ain't going to force it on you. You got to be willing enough and said, if I want it so bad, I'll do anything that's right to get it. And the right thing for you to do is to repent. Turn from your wickedness. Turn from your sin. Turn from your own life and believe on the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Oh, this is such a wonderful time I'm having with Brother Tim to share this gospel of Jesus Christ. That's the only
yes,
thing
sir.
We got. The only thing we can proclaim. We can't say.
That's right.